Medusa is a character from Greek mythology. She's thought to be a very ancient character, probably even a reminiscence of former stories, former religion, linked to a cult of the goddess Earth, the goddess of fecundity from very ancient times. She's a kind of monster in Greek mythology. She's depicted as a woman with a swarm of snakes on her head, replacing her hair. She's very dangerous because as soon as you look at her, you are turned into stone. She finally could be defeated by the Greek hero Perseus, thanks to a shield he was given by a god. And this shield was so polished that he could use it as a mirror. So he could look at the Gorgon, at Medusa, through the reflection. And because of that, he would be safe from being turned into a statue. Using this shield, he approached her during her sleep, and with her sword, he beheaded her. Took the head, put it in a bag, and left. I'm interested in this character of Medusa as a figure of the formless. The formless as that which exceeds the frame. What rupture the border, what impede the coalescence of definitive categories. It's what represents for me this crown of chaotic snakes on her head. And if you look at the sculpture of Cellini, he made this Italian sculptor, made a sculpture of Perseus victorious from Medusa. The corpse of Medusa is lying on the floor, and her head is shown proudly by Perseus that grasped the head from the snakes. And when we look at this sculpture, we see a kind of continuity between the snakes that are on top of Medusa's head and the inside of her. We see that from the severed head, there is this abundancy of indistinct organic matter, even grotesque abundancy. We don't know how all this would be fitting into the throat and the neck, but anyway, it's there hanging. And when you look at the body, you see that from the cut throat, there's the same kind of matter sprouting outside the body. Really, as if this swarm of snakes inside was just an excess of this lively organic proliferation from inside Medusa. As if her face was just a mask on top of this organic, untamed chaos, as if the body itself was a costume. to face as the persona, the social person you have to be in daily life, in daily routine, that deal with codes, categories, rational, organized behavior that is expected by society, the community, that is expected by yourself as you experience a drive for unity, self, coincidence, homogeneity, consistency, efficacy. And it explains why people get frozen when seeing Medusa. It's because they are frozen by the multiplicity of choices, the multiplicity of drives one is facing when one is looking into the inner chaos running throughout our very self. They are not turned into statue by any action of Medusa. It's just that by looking at her, they are frightened by this chaos, by the possibility of this chaos, by this multiplicity of unsettling potentialities, and they rather would stay stuck in a well-formed shape of a statue. They would rather just stop and not move an inch rather than dive into this vortex of possibilities, into this intense stream of divergent desire that can't be homogenized, that can't be put together. The reason why Perseus could face this threat, it's once again because of the shield, which was as a mirror. It means that he went through this revelation already. He looked at himself in the mirror. He looked into himself. He saw this inner chaos. He saw this buoyancy of potentiality, this multiplicity within the self, unsettling the individual drive for consistency and unity. And he disciplined himself. He made of himself the master of these dreams. And he went to kill Medusa because he couldn't stand for the paradox she was representing. What is so fascinating about Medusa, it's this meeting of the beauty of the woman with the threat of the indistinct, cloudy crown of snakes, which is a kind of anarchist assembly on top of a head, with every hair, every snake having his own drive, his own desire, each snake heading into different direction. And this alliance of the person under the chaos of the beasts. It's what Brussels wanted to stop. For him, it's either you stay in the codes, in the categories, either you are in the side of chaos. But that Medusa could intermingle them, could be the product of a tension between them, of a mutual enhancement. He couldn't accept. He wanted to reveal the inner chaos of Medusa, this bunch of matter within, with no specific shape. He wanted to reveal that inside, as if it was the truth behind the mask, and missing the point that Medusa's distinctness, specificity, and power rely on the entanglement of opposites, on the way she embraces the mask, the costume that gives a specific identity, character, behavior, and in the same time this aura of chaos represented by the snakes, this excess that always ruptures the mask, that always points towards an opening, towards cracks. Looking at this sculpture of Cellini, another striking element is the gender issue component of the composition. It is kind of disgusting, this slimy, muscular, male hero stepping proudly onto the female body of Medusa, lying softly dead and naked on the floor. That really sounds like the victory of patriarchy over women, with the verticality associated with the male, with the reason, with the logic, the consistency, the will, the power, of course, and the female being this monster on the floor, lying dead, associated with formlessness, with inconsistency, with lability, metamorphosis, porosity. And of course, it's the contrast between the center and the periphery. Why is it that women are depicted as having a natural access to formlessness, to metamorphosis? It's of course because that in a society run by men, men are seeing themselves as the center, and the center is its own reference. It is, the center is self-evident, and therefore it lacks the ability of acknowledging its own inconsistency, illogism, change. It's whereas what is put on the periphery of the center could be seen in this metamorphosis, and moreover, the malleability of the periphery is wished, is produced, because the center wants the periphery to adapt itself to the need of the center, to the need of the power, to the desire of the center. So at once the malleability, the transformation, the liability is supported implemented and at once reproached as the features of some weak character, too porous, that gets too easily influenced, and so on.